Hey folks, you have found, whether by accident or on purpose, Dance Fever, Southern West Virginia's only dance competition show recap podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie Lee.
I'm the other, Terry Ann.
One show to talk about tonight, Strictly Come Dancing, season 22, episodes 22 and 23, from roughly this past weekend, December 7th and 8th. With maybe little tidbits thrown in from It Takes Two, Season 22, Episodes 51 through 55. And yes, we have watched every one. They're about half an hour apiece, but still. From December 2nd through December 6th. But first, we'll start with Strictly... Not first, because it's the only show.
Mm-hmm. And it's the semifinal show. Next week's the last one, other than the Christmas dance. So, hey... So we're going to start out today with two dances, two unlearned dances before. Tess and Claudia are our hostesses, and Craig, Motsy, Shirley, and Anton are our judges. And when I give scores, it will be Eddie Lee, me, Craig, Motsy, Shirley, and Anton. Now everyone sat in front of the judges for advice and to talk about their past dances. Holding us hostage, as Eddie Lee likes to say.
Yes, that was about a dud thing.
It was.
It was.
And first out to dance is Tasha and Ayaz doing a salsa.
Dancing to Girls Aloud, Something New.
And we both gave it a 10. We really liked it. We liked her outfit. We liked her hair. We liked the song. We liked the dance. We particularly liked a couple of the lifts.
Yeah.
That we thought were outstanding. Now, the judges gave them an 8 3/9 because of the transitions in and out of the lifts. But I thought they were fine. Yeah. You know, whatever. So she got a 35 total from the judges. What?
I'll ask later on.
Okay. Next out were JB and Lauren doing their Paso Doble.
Dancing to Clint Mansell's Requiem for a Tower.
Did you say what Tasha and Alias danced to?
Girls Aloud, Something New, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So, Paso Doble.
Twice.
We gave them 10s again, and they got a 9 from Craig and 10s from everybody else. I thought he had the best Paso of the season so far. He actually did the banana, as they like to say there, the banana shape. I loved the cape work. They took off part of Lauren's skirt and turned it into a cape and then turned it back into a skirt. I mean, it was just... Yeah, I thought it was very good. I thought the choreography was good, and I thought the dance was good.
Probably among the best two or three male celebrity pasos that that they've had on the show.
Mm-hmm. It was very good. Chris and Diane did their Charleston, dancing to...
The Blue Vipers of Brooklyn's When You're Smiling.
And we gave him...
You got to segue me, man. I can't do this by myself.
We gave him 9s. Craig gave him a 7. Craig, come on.
Whatever.
Whatever. Craig gave 2 7s this evening. An 8 from Motsy and 9s from the other two judges.
3.
He gave 3 7s?
Mm-hmm. 2 to the same
couple. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I was looking at the first set of dances only.
That's all right.
And then Sarah and Vito came out with a tango.
Dancing to Fleetwood Mac's Big Love.
You gave him a 9. I gave him a 10. I really liked it. And they got 9s from everybody else. Everybody agreed except for me. I thought it was a very good dance. I thought that her intent was there. The intensity was there. I really liked it.
Like I said while we were watching, there's just something about her. There's something missing. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure that I could necessarily figure out what it is.
Okay. Pete and Yuita ended our first round out with a foxtrot.
Dancing to a Bobby Darin song, Beyond the Sea.
We like Bobby Darin.
And it was a good song for a foxtrot.
It was. So. We gave him 9s. I thought it was his best dance.
Yes.
Craig gave him a 7, Motsy an 8, Shirley a 9, and Anton an 8.
And according to those scores, it was his best dance so far this season.
Yes, that's his highest score so far this season. So after the first round, we have JB at 39, Sarah at 36, Tasha at 35, Chris at 33, and Pete at 32.
Never mind. Once again, I was about to speak out of place.
Go ahead. Then we start our... Second round, Tasha and Ayaz did their waltz.
Dancing to Aretha Franklin's Natural Woman.
One of my favorite songs. And all tens.
Yes.
Because it was beautiful.
It was awesome.
It was absolutely beautiful. JB and Lauren did their salsa.
Dancing to Basement Jacks. Never heard of them. J-A-X-X.
Mm-mm.
Red Alert.
All tens. Because it was really good. Mm-hmm. He was in the groove and didn't mess up one time. Chris and Diane did their Viennese waltz.
Dancing to Metallica's Nothing Else Matters.
And the song kind of drove you out of it.
Terrible song.
I didn't mind the song because they stylized. Well, I will say Arch and the band stylize whatever song they're given to where it just about works all the time. And they stylized this one to where it worked for me. They got all nines. And it was very emotional. And everybody cried.
After. Not necessarily during the dance, but after. And any interview and talking mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff.
Sarah and Vito came out and did their jive.
To I'm So Excited by the Pointer Sisters.
And they got all nines. And they got a nine from me because she was slightly ahead.
Just a quarter beat.
Now, Craig said he liked that because Anton was like, it was perfect except you were slightly hard and ahead.
And Shirley said that.
And Craig was like, but no, that's bunk. I love the fact that she was slightly
Motsy
ahead
said that.
And hard.
And Craig, it's like, yeah.
And
Craig is Carrie Ann for them. It's, yeah.
Right now. Mm-hmm. And then Pete and Yuita ended our evening with an Argentine tango.
Dancing to a toned-down bittersweet symphony from The Verve.
And it was his best dance of the whole series.
Yes. High score yet again.
Yes. It was his highest score. He got a 33. He got a 9 from us. 7, 8, 9, and 9. And it needed more Argentine tango footwork for me
more
from
Pete.
Him to get a 10. But he got a 9 because what he did, he was solid as a rock. He held on and flipped and did everything to Yuita that she needed to do in order to do what she did.
He absolutely did everything that she wanted him to do for that dance.
So it was his best dance.
And like they said, I believe it was for the Argentine tango. They actually said, both of them, that he did not make a mistake.
Right, for both dances. He did not make a mistake
so,
all evening.
Whatever was lacking for the 7
mm-hmm.
is the choreography, mm-hmm. but yet you're marking Pete down for that. I don't understand that. I don't see how that's fair.
No, he marked, well, okay, because you're saying that she didn't choreograph more flicks in there, so it's
which
not
is
his
what,
fault.
Which is what Craig wanted. He wanted more from Pete, mm-hmm. but it's like,
if Yuita doesn't give him more, then how can he do
Pete
more?
He did everything that he was supposed to do.
I guess Craig's point is she would have given it to him if he could have done it.
No, that's I disagree.
I don't know that either, but you know,
there
we go. So we go to the vote-off show where we have Becky Hill and Ray, not together. They are two musical guests. We have one towards the beginning and one towards the end.
At the very top of the show.
Mm-hmm.
The very first thing was mm-hmm. Becky Hill.
Mm-hmm. And we had our rehash, and then we called everybody out. Not that many are there left, but
yeah, really.
And safe are Sarah and Vito and Chris and Diane, and in the dance off is Tasha and Alyaz.
2 weeks in a row.
Two weeks in a row. We don't get it. I don't think she's going to win because next week is just public vote. That's all there is public vote. And she's not gotten public vote for 2 weeks now. So I don't think she can win. If it's logical, if she can't stay out of the dance off these last 2 weeks, then how, with just public vote, is she going to be able to win this whole competition?
I'll be okay with JB. I'll be disappointed if it's Chris or Sarah. I really will. JB, okay, I could see that. If it's not Tasha,
mm-hmm.
it should be Tasha.
Mm-hmm.
Of the four, of the four that
we know somebody goes home.
That are in the final,
mm-hmm.
She is the best dancer.
Yes.
So, sorry.
That's okay.
Got into that a little early.
Then we have safe our JB and Lauren, and the bottom two are Pete and Yuita. So you know who goes home.
There's no way.
Because there's no way that Pete can beat Tasha unless Tasha just falls on the floor on the first beat of the music and doesn't ever get up.
For sure. implant juices her brain and she has a spasm or something.
Yeah.
And
it's hearing implant, not any other kind of implant.
No, not her IUD. I don't know.
Or she had breast augmentation, her cochlear.
Saline sacs.
Yeah. So,
or silicone. Whatever.
After they were finished dancing, of course, everybody sent Tasha and Aliash through and said goodbye to Pete, even though we love you to death, Pete.
And Pete was
quite happy.
He did not look upset at all.
No.
I'm sure he would have liked to have gone one more week, mm-hmm. but he was not disappointed that he was voted off, that he was out danced.
Because he has felt for the last few weeks that better dancers than he have gone.
And some of the announcements you can see in his face.
And he's right. Like, better dancers than he have left the show.
They have.
And should not have if you're going straight by dance capabilities.
The last probably 3 or 4 weeks, mm-hmm. I think a better dancer than Pete has left the mm-hmm. show, and he's hung on. Which it's funny because that is the exact opposite of what they're doing to Tasha.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, you do it one way, but then you want to do it the other way also. You can't. It's not fair to have it both ways.
That's not right. But I don't see how in the world, if she can't get the public vote to keep her out of the bottom two, I don't see how she can win the whole competition. I would love for her to.
The last two episodes going into the final.
I would love for her to.
The quarters and the semis, she's in the bottom two both times.
Yeah. And it really makes me mad when people complain about, well, they've had previous dance experience. Well, I'm sorry, unless you pick Schmo off the side of the road. You know, most people in the entertainment business, which you want this, you want a star to be with your pro. You want it to be a star because people complain, well, I don't know who these people are.
Exactly,
if they don't have enough notoriety.
Right.
I don't know who
person.
These people are. I want to see somebody that I know who they are and I want to see their progression. Well, okay. So if you want to know who they are and you don't want them to have any dance or entertainment experience, then you're talking about political people.
Yeah, who does that leave?
I mean, people, which you weren't behind Montel and she was sports.
Yeah,
people
are
normally
difficult.
If you want people without any dance experience, then you can't really have a star.
You can't have entertainers.
Right, entertainers. Because most entertainers have some sort of dance.
Yeah.
JB was in a boy band.
Well,
he has some sort of
not
dance
only that,
knowledge.
But JB has been in a previous dance competition.
Yeah.
On TV.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
and Chris has entertainment.
Now, he
no
may
dance.
Be, no.
But entertainment.
And Sarah maybe even has had
and
dance.
And Sarah has had dance, but she is basically an actress, entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has a leg up on the Joe Schmo on the side of the street, but you want, I
Which
just
would
don't understand.
Be Pete.
He also is in entertainment.
But he's not done that kind of entertaining. He did reality TV. Of course, we know you don't have to have any skills to be on reality TV. Just being honest, it's.
So Pete and Chris were the only ones with no dance.
Right.
Because Chris lost his sight before any kind of dance thing could have come along, I guess. But it's just ridiculous that people are not voting for her because she has previous dance.
Is she the best dancer?
Yes.
Then she should be voted for.
I know. She should be.
That's the nature of the show. You mm-hmm. can't punish them for taking advantage of an opportunity that they were given.
Mm-hmm.
The show asked her, knowing her background. I mean, they know full well what she's been into.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
So going into the final, Chris and Sarah are the only ones that have never been in the dance-off.
Right.
Of the four.
Two of the four, yeah.
Two of the four have never been in the dance-off.
Now, JB's only been in it once.
Yes.
And Tasha twice.
Yes.
And then Chris and Sarah zero. So, that's cool. That's good. I mean, you would hope that the people who have not been in a dance-off would make it to the finals, right? I mean, that's kind of not obvious. If they were good enough, early on enough in the show, they could be in the dance-off and not have affected them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, you would hope that. I guess, theoretically, you would almost hope that all of your finalists have not been in the dance-off. They're all more successful than that. But good season, good episode. Looking forward to the final. That's a very good final. Looking forward to watching last night's, or tonight's, It Takes Two to see Pete.
Yes.
And see what he does and says
mm-hmm.
As this. Which, no, he won't be competing, but he'll be on the show next week.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't miss anything. Well, maybe she won't, there won't be a need to practice 8, 10, 12 hours a day every day this coming week. That would be the difference. But he'll practice some. He'll be on the show. Mm-hmm. He'll be there with everyone. He'll, mm-hmm. You know, it's like he won't miss a beat because mm-hmm. he was the last man out. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So as is typical for the final for Strictly Come Dancing, there will be a judge's choice, which I don't know if it's the judge's favorite dance or a quote-unquote redemption style dance. I forget what the judges ask for. There'll be a show dance, which can be anything. We've already found out that for Chris and Diane, it's going to be a lot of ballroom stuff, mm-hmm. which is...
And JB and Lauren are going to be a Motown medley.
It's kind of boring for a show dance. I mean, do something different for the show dance, I think, because it's your only opportunity to do something different, really. Mm-hmm. Unless you did had a street opportunity, which JB did, or you had a couple's choice opportunity or something like that. Otherwise, every dance has been structured. It's had mm-hmm. to been these things. And to do a show dance of all of these structured things, it's like, really? I mean, that's what you wanted to do? Well, and then the third dance will be the couple's favorite dance. And so that's why I'm curious. It just says judge's choice. But if it's the judge's favorite and then the couple's favorite.
What if it's the same dance?
They're starting early. I don't know. Well, no, I think maybe that does mean that the show will go longer.
Usually does, a little bit.
There's four couples, there's three dances, so that's what, 12 dances. Mm-hmm. And so that's like way early in the season.
Mm-hmm. Plus they have to have everybody come back and do something. And
group dances, mm-hmm. group dances with all the other celebs. Mm-hmm. Probably a musical act or two in there somewhere, and because there won't be a vote-off show. It's all wrapped up into mm-hmm. one. That way they don't trick you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So we have next week is the finals for this season, season 22, and then a week off, and then Christmas weekend, right? Because mm-hmm. Christmas isn't on the weekend. It's like Thursday this year. Is that right?
I don't remember.
No, Wednesday. Ooh, woof. Will be the Christmas episode, which is six couples. Each
I think
dancing,
it's going to be on Christmas Day.
Each dancing once. Oh, they're going to do it on
yes,
Wednesday?
Yes, they always do it on Christmas Day.
Okay, so a week and a half. So we have one more episode, a week off, and then the Christmas, and then that's it for season 2024. But we'll talk to you a couple more times, definitely again next week, guys. So we'll see you then.
Bye.